DoD Manual 5120.20, Management of American Forces Radio and Television Service, AFRTS, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. 1. For new outlets requiring AFRTS program materials, satellite delivery services, or portable media, the appropriate DMA regional commands will furnish HQ, AFRTS, AFNBC, and the appropriate combatant command an advisory at least 90 days before the planned activation date, and an updated advisory how many days before the firm activation date. 30. 2. Who supervises site installations, programming startup, and program circuiting for Navy ships? Chief of Information, Charlie Hotel, India, November, Foxtrot, Oscar. 3. What is an unmanned service consisting of a receive-only satellite dish and decoder, which must be activated from the AFNBC, directly connected to one or more TVs or an in-house cable system? Direct to home, Delta Tango Hotel. 4. How many channels of AFN does the direct-to-sailor service carry? 3. 5. Except for ships at sea, the geographic location of an AFN outlet will not be changed without prior approval of whom? Director, AFRTS. 6. At least how many days before the date of an AFN outlet is no longer needed, or whenever a host country will no longer grant permission for the outlet to operate, the served installation commander will forward a request for disestablishment to the responsible DMA regional command. 120. 7. Upon receipt of AFRTS concurrence, the responsible DMA regional commander requests program material disposition instructions from AFNBC at least how many days before disestablishment? 60. 8. Are AFN outlets allowed to conduct fundraising radiothons or telethons in support of the overseas combined federal campaign? No. 9. Manned AFN outlets may conduct fundraising programs in support of command relief, welfare, and organizational activities within the limits of which reference? DoD Instruction 5035.01. 10. Which shipboard systems are the only authorized systems to be used to playback information, training, and educational materials, and for Navy Motion Picture Service products? Site. 11. Which principle guides AFN, BC, and AFN outlets news? Fairness. 12. Which type of programming will not be originated by AFN outlets? Political. 13. What requires equal opportunities for political candidates except in newscasts, news interviews, news documentaries, and spot coverage of news events? FCC. 14. Spots will not be used to solicit funds directly or indirectly unless specifically approved by whom? RTPO, Romeo Tango, Papa Oscar. 15. Any spot announcement aired on AFN, regardless of where or by whom it was produced, must comply with which objectives? Department of Defense. 16. What must review and approve any religious programming used on AFTN TV or AFN radio? Armed Forces Chaplains Board, Alpha Foxtrot, Charlie Bravo. 17. How many criteria must be met by the content, format, and presentation of local news products? 3. 18. Which document provides the worldwide DMA workforce requirements, authorizations, staffing level, and military department composition of all DMA locations, and is the source document to obtain required workforce from the military departments? DMA Master Manning Document. 19. How often must Defense Media Activity Regional Commands review their manning document? Annually. 20. What is the only source authorized to negotiate for, procure, and distribute American Forces Radio and Television Service programming to U.S. forces overseas? American Forces Network Broadcast Center, AFN, BC. 21. Requests to add commercial, non-AFRTS radio and TV service to U.S. government overseas cable or wireless cable distribution systems that also carry American Forces radio and television service programming must be coordinated and approved through what? American Forces Radio and Television Service, Alpha Foxtrot, Romeo Tango Sierra. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.